This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning to you. Now, we've been talking about the council and their carbon credit plan that was abandoned, and they've got a new plan now, buying a block of land to grow trees on or do something on. You had some thoughts on that.
Well, my thoughts were that it seems that they are making the same mistake, that they are rushing again into another project. I was really disappointed that the council did not learn from their previous mistakes. They have had the same thing with the lack of transparency and with rushing into a new project without bringing the evidence this time to the community first up, that this action will actually lead to a specific goal. So I'm still not convinced that that they gave it enough thought if carbon credits are really the way to go forward and where the benefit for the community, for the environment and for the economy is in carbon credits. I think that as such needs to be discussed first.
Yes, and I remember at your last think tank, or the first think tank, and you've got another one coming up on the 7th of September, with your think tank, that was one of the things that you, and I was in the audience for that, Marion, you were talking about always taking people with you. And I have that philosophy as well. And I think it's just common sense that, look, the council people come up with these ideas and sometimes they're really, really good ideas. But I think what you need to do is take the people on the journey with you. And you know, those meetings they were going to have in Port Douglas and Mossman, they were ultimately scrapped anyway. But they should be having those first, or get themselves, maybe even come along to the think tank and say to the people, look, these are the ideas I have, and just let people, let the ratepayers give them some feedback and then go back and discuss this. But what they seem to do is just make these decisions. They've just got out of one situation, bang, they're buying blocks of land now to grow trees on.
Yeah, exactly. So if I see it from a medical point of view, you know, my consultations with patients, the best advice that I can give is not helpful if the patient is not really understanding and believing that my advice is evidence-based, and if he doesn't understand in which way it is really going to help him. But if I educate the patients and I can be convincing and I can show him, look, this is the evidence that this is a good idea, then the compliance and the happiness with that consultation is a lot bigger. So, and I think that's where the council really needs to go back to this first question, to really investigate together with the community if this scheme of carbon neutrality is really the best that we can do, and really reflecting on what is the goal, what do they actually want to achieve. And so I'm not on Facebook, and I'm very happy that I'm not on Facebook, and I think it is sad to get, as you said earlier, more information from individual councillors' Facebook pages than the council gives us. But I actually went onto the council's website and read the article that they put out there yesterday. And at the very end, they said that with purchasing this land and, you know, doing this whole carbon neutrality thing again, they want to achieve this ecotourism destination certificate. So, and I think that seems to be their driving factor, that they want to have another logo, another sort of like stamp that they can just quickly put on the region. And I'm just thinking, well, is that again just a quick action or reaction? And in which way is that probably just distracting from the lack of a proper, you know, evidence-based and long-term visionary strategic plan?
Absolutely. Well, look, thank you. You brought up some good points there. Now, that think tank meeting is over at the CWA Hall in Mosman. That'll be September 7th?
Yep, that's not tomorrow, but the week after tomorrow.
Okay, we'll be there as well to check that out again. I love the information that we get. And we hear from both sides. I mean, we had Mike Berwick there last time taking the minutes, and he was able to have a little chat as well. I like things from both sides, and that's what happens at the think tank. And that's what it's about, having a think in a tank. There you go. Thanks, Dr. Alex.
Thanks, Paul. Bye.
Bye-bye.